Good morning. Please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to read from verses 18 to 27. It's on page 1302 of your pew Bibles. Here is God's word. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they were had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you, but the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. There are a lot of news every day about your President Trump. Some people say that he had contact with Russia during the election period. Some people say he did not. Some people say he is not a qualified president. Some people says he is a good leader and he will lead the nation great again. I don't know which one is true and which one I should believe. But I did not have this dilemma when I was in China, because we always have one voice in our newspapers. All papers publish the same story, especially about the leaders of the country. Or you may think that what I'm talking about is about things in the world, not in the church. And people in the church are honest. But I don't think so. You know, when I was in Vancouver, you know, I don't remember how many times I was visited by the evangelists from Jehovah's Witnesses and moment. When I, that time, you know, even I came here, living in Pittsburgh, just the other side of the street of the seminary, and then tried to share their gospels with me. Look at their names, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. How religious and how orthodox their names are. So there are many heresies in the Christianity world. But how can we recognize them and prevent us from their false teachings? The weapon is the Bible. Because if you abide in the Word of God, God's Word will protect you against liars. Paul teaches us in the book of Ephesians, and put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So in Apostle John's time, Jesus Christ has come to the world. He has died for us. He has risen again from death, and he has ascended into heaven. He has brought the kingdom of God into the earth, and he has started a new age. That is a new created world for his followers. The beginning of the new age, however, was the ending of the old one. Jerusalem would be conquered and the temple would be destroyed. The old covenant would be completely replaced by the new one. Therefore, John says here that it is the last hour. It is the last hour for the old age, and it is also the new one, the beginning of the new age. So in the old age, when God created the world, the serpent came to deceive Adam and his wife. Similarly, in the beginning of the new age, the second age, many antichrists have come to deceive Christians as well. But the difference is that antichrists are more crafty than the serpent. Because John says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. It means that they must be similar to us in appearance because they were with us. Therefore, this makes it more difficult for us to discern them. You know, we are easier to be deceived by our friends than strangers because we trust them. We easily believe that they say what they say without validation. Last year, I heard a story. I read that from a news website. A Chinese collector paid 60,000 Chinese yuan, or around $10,000 to get an antique plate. He was very happy and invited several friends to his home to admire his collection. During the party, one of his friends found some Chinese characters on the bottom of the plate. They were more excited because usually you can validate his age by characters. However, after a careful identification, they recognized that the characters means microwavable. That means this plate, you can use that in a microwavable oven. So, you know, there are many counterfeits of etiquettes in market. They are made more and more closely to the real antiquaries. If you carelessly buy a false one with the price of a genius, you will definitely lose out heavily. Therefore, you must be very careful when you buy something valuable. So when Zhang writes to his audience, they are being confused by some wrong gospels. The Antichrist could be Jews and teach them that Jesus is not the Christ, or they can have the Father without the Son. So in verse 22 and verse 23, John emphasizes the true gospel. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. The Father and the Son are inseparable. This is one package. You get it in all or nothing. Similarly, in our time, Antichrist's high probably are from the church. Then outwardly belong to the church. And they use same vocabularies with us. And they are always talking about Jesus or the Bible. You could easily take their baits and be deceived. But then produce false gospels. Therefore, you would lose the valuable things as you lose money. If you do not discern what you hear before you accept them, you will lose the valuable things. They use another way to deceive us. They deny that Jesus is Christ in other crafty ways. Just like the serpent deceived Adam and his wife with false arguments against God's commandments. Antichrist today teaches specious arguments to argue that, to deny Christ or what he has done. They may teach you that you are saved through faith. Faith is necessary, but not enough. Your good work is needed as well. Actually, when you believe this teaching, your good work denies Jesus Christ's work. Someone may proclaim that the Bible is the word of God, but with some errors. When he proclaims this proposition, he becomes a judge over God's word. And it is he who decides which portion of the Bible is correct and which portion is errant. He indirectly denies Christ, since Jesus is the Word of God. As those from Jehovah's Witnesses said that Jesus is the Savior, but he's not God. He was created as well. Actually, when they deny Jesus' deity, they deny Jesus. And whoever denies Jesus is as Christ, he denies Father as well. Because the Son is the true image of the invisible Father. No one comes to the Father except through him. Therefore, be careful what you hear. Not everyone who calls Jesus Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who prophesies in Jesus' name will be known by him. They went out from us, but were not of us. But don't be afraid. John at verse 20 and 21, he comforted us that we have been anointed by the Holy One. And we all have knowledge. Acts chapter 2 and 3 describes that when the day of Pentecost arrived, the Holy Spirit descended from heaven and filled the disciples. The Holy Spirit sent by Jesus to help us, it is the great privilege of those who live in the time of New Testament. So, how can we discern false gospels? We need a tool. We need a ruler to mirror what we hear. The ruler is just God's word. God's word is the truth. And John says, no lie is of the truth. Therefore, if what we hear is not in correspondence with God's word, it is a lie. Let's make an assumption. If Adam and Eve used God's commandment to validate what the serpent lured them to do, they would find that what the serpent said was not consistent with the commandment. And they would know that the serpent is a liar. And they would get the knowledge of good and evil with such experience, but without sin. And they would eat the fruit of the tree of life and possess the eternal life. But history cannot be hypothesized. They ate the fruit and sinned because they forget God's commandment. God said to them, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Since Adam, all mankind sinned in him, fell with him. It is the Holy Spirit caused us to born again. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. God's words was inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit dwelling in us teaches us to understand what He inspired and enables us to discern true and false with what He already inspired. Therefore, John exhorts us in verses 24 and 25, let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He made to us, eternal life. Is there anything more valuable than eternal life? If you carelessly take a counterfeit antique, you would only lose money. But if you lose God's word, you will lose eternal life. If you abide in the word of God, you will abide in the Son and in the Father. God's word is the only way to the eternal life. And John continues to teach us in verse 27b, but as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And you know what, I have studied English for 30 years. I have two daughters. Their age are 11 and 12. Just. The time I used in study of English is almost triple their ages. But their English is much better than mine. And I often mocked by them for the sake of my accent. Why? Because Chinese language has abided in me before I begin to study English. Anytime when I write or speak in English, I must think first in Chinese and then translate it to the English. You know, even when I compose English sentences, my thought is under the influence of the Chinese language. Therefore, most of the time, I speak rather than English, but a mix, a Chinglish. A linguistic professor, Chomsky, said, mother tongue is acquired, and the second language is always learned. What we heard from the beginning is like our mother tongue. The anointing teacher teaches you everything, just as you got from the beginning. And by his teaching, you are able to discern other false teachings. Our family never sang psalms before we came to Pittsburgh. We even didn't know we can sing the psalter. But after we came here, we started to sing the psalms. And we have not seen hymns again. But almost 3 years passed, my daughters can memorize a lot of the psalms we have ever seen. I give them a tone, they could tell me of which psalm it is. But to me, it's very difficult To them it's easy, but to me it's very, very difficult. That's the reason why God commanded the Israelites to teach their children in Deuteronomy, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." So, first, to abide in God's word, we must memorize it, especially from the very young age. I just graduated just Friday. In the past 3 years, I have spent more time, more than 1,000 hours in class, and have read hundreds of theological books. This training was good to me. Now I have more knowledge of God than I had in 3 years ago. However, the only regret was that I had no enough time in reading the Bible. What you can gain from the reading of the Bible is greatly more than what you could get from other books. If I could take the study in seminary again, I would put more time on the Bible. And the second, you also need to practice God's word. Jesus teaches his disciples, everyone then who hear their words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. In the past 3 years, I practiced my English every day. You may not agree with me, but I feel that my English skill has improved. Yeah, practice makes perfect. If you often practice it, it will become yours. Abiding in God's words is not just memorizing them in your mind. You must practice it in your life. My daughters are learning flute with Miss Blocky. Every week, Mrs. Blocky teaches them 1 hour or more. But they must practice by themselves a couple of hours at home every day. You and your children could have similar experience in learning a musical instrument. It is easy to have knowledge about how to play piano, but it is very difficult. It is very hard to be a person able to play piano. Practicing God's word is very difficult, is very different from just knowing his word. Of course, the results are also different. So unlike other cults, Christianity is not a set of operating norms, just tells you how to do. It is supernatural. It is spiritual. We do because Jesus Christ has done. We are able to do because we have received the anointing from him. The anointing makes us different. The anointing is God's living spirit through which we get power and the strength to live and to practice. Through the anointing, we communicate with God. That is prayer. Without prayer, without power, this is the third way how to abide in God's word. And President Trump promised that he will lead the states back to great. But 8 years ago, somebody gave you similar promise. Change. He said he would lead the country to change, by which he was elected to be the president of America. 8 years passed. He made it. America, the states did change. However, the country changed not to be better, but worse, because the change was achieved without Jesus Christ, the Savior. So, what the world needs is not a wise leader, but Jesus Christ, his word. Abide in Jesus Christ, abide in his word. Abide in his word. That's what we should do. Let's pray. Father, we know that your word is the lamp to our feet and a light to our way. Please use your word to lead this country and those who live inside it. Lord, bless us with your Holy Spirit. Guide our hearts to follow you, to obey your commandment, to abide in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.